Chapter 2. Ideals, rules, or characteristics to develop. When a person takes a Reiki 1 class, they are taking the first step on a very long path. A Reiki practitioner's life becomes a statement to the world. Whether we like it or not, people decide what they think of a certain course or way of life by the people involved in that group, as it were. Reiki stands for healing. Reiki stands for universal energy. Reiki helps us become balanced spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. What does that look like? Balance in the physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional bodies is an ongoing, lifelong process. Most people take a Reiki class to work on themselves. So one of the first steps is to take care of your body. Drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. Eat healthy food that contributes to the nourishment of your body. Keep your colon clean. Do some form of exercise daily. Breathe deeply. Get enough sleep or rest for your system. Meditate daily. It is also important to use discrimination and your inner wisdom around drugs and alcohol. Our physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional bodies are interconnected. It is vital for your complete health to nurture and heal the multidimensional parts of yourself. Stress in our society has had a profound impact on people, causing disturbances at all levels of their being. Modern man has become disconnected from nature. This is a big mistake. The earth and nature have great healing power and wisdom. Many people in today's world think that taking a walk along the ocean, a lake, or in a park is a luxury they do not have time for. As Reiki practitioners, I would suggest we cannot afford to be disconnected from the earth and nature. It is important to develop your own goals and become clear on your life purpose. Think through and examine your values and strive to live by them. No matter what your upbringing, release anger from your system. Develop an attitude of forgiveness, not only towards others but also towards yourself. Learn to trust the universe and let go of fear, worry, and guilt. Sages throughout time have told us to count our blessings or say thank you for all the gifts in our lives. Strive to be consistent in your approach to life, showing gratitude for things you experience. We must develop honesty and use that in all areas of our lives. This should include work and relationships. Years ago, I was given the ethical principles of Reiki, or rules of Reiki. It was my understanding that incorporating these rules into my life would help me be happier and have peace of mind. These rules seem to be consistent with many spiritual laws I have encountered throughout the years. Weaving these rules into your life will help you along the path of Reiki in a balanced way. Just for today, do not worry. Just for today, do not anger. Honor your parents, teachers, and elders. Earn your living honestly. Show gratitude to everything. These rules seem quite simple on the surface, but in actuality, they are quite profound. Most people change dramatically after a Reiki class. Often, these changes are not necessarily physical. Clarity in thinking is enhanced, and often practitioners start developing their intuition, sometimes at a rapid rate. Emotional traumas may float up to their conscious minds, and if they continue the practice of daily Reiki, they freely release these traumas from their emotional bodies. The different reactions to a Reiki class can vary tremendously in each individual person. There is no set pattern. Some people cry almost through the whole class and then thank me as they leave. Some very seriously depressed people have giggled through most of the class and leave stunned because they thought they had forgotten how to laugh. Many overly stressed, tense people relax so much in a Reiki class or after a Reiki treatment that they feel lightheaded. Reiki defies categorization and classification. However, it does require self-discipline. It does suggest letting go of all grudges or anger. It does support us to live passionately. Laughing and crying are good for your immune system. It opens us up to a world that is vast and fascinating, a world where the ego is small and weak. Reiki shows us a path to the interdimensionality of the universe. We are here to heal ourselves, each other, and the Earth. We are all connected to each other with an unbreakable bond. Fighting among ourselves is foolish. There are many paths to enlightenment, but all of them seem to teach the same basic principles. Some of the principles are learning to love unconditionally. Develop the wisdom to forgive everybody, including yourself. Learn to do your work and live joyfully and honestly. Be kind to one another. Release judgment not only of people, but situations that occur. Consistently keep your body free of toxic thoughts, feelings, words, and substances.